Hello, it's the 3rd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The family of an 88-year-old woman in a care home installed covert cameras in her room after concerns she was being mistreated by carers. The footage at Willows Care Home on Shakespeare Road showed physical and mental abuse to the great-grandmother by three care workers. The family said previous complaints to the management were brushed aside. The carers were taken to court and found guilty of multiple counts of ill-treatment and willfully neglecting an elderly resident. Two carers received suspended sentence and given 200 hours of unpaid work. The third was sentenced to 3 months in jail. Bedford College has taken delivery of a crane to teach students building and construction. The £30,000 crane in Caldwell Street was made in the UK and can be operated remotely with a wireless keypad. Bedford Council will provide temporary accommodation for the homeless with a £10 million fund to buy property. In December, it brought 14 flats on St Peter Street. At a council meeting, Green Party councillor Ben Foley made shocking remarks saying housing homeless people on St Peter Street could worsen antisocial behaviour and begging. Councillor Kay Burley hit back to his rhetoric, saying she was quite concerned about the attitude that's being put forward. They are human beings, they need somewhere to live. She ended with, "Welcome to the real world, Foley." Bedford charity School Readers has teamed up with the Theatre Royal Haymarket to help primary school children. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.